Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 31st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared this message on this beautiful Wednesday morning right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again this day we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you. The message title today is Go Light Your World. The scripture text is Ephesians 5, 8-11.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them.
We sure had some interesting ministry experiences when we lived up in New England.
I was teaching a group of children about this time of the year, and a little girl who was visiting my class proudly declared that her aunt was a witch. While I sought to deal with the situation with sensitivity, since the witch was a family member, and yet I didn't want to miss the opportunity God had provided for me to give proper instruction to this impressionable child, appealing to the Holy Spirit to help me because I wanted to speak the truth in love. I then disclosed the biblical teaching on the subject. Interestingly, the little girl was insistent that her aunt was a good witch.
Well, such are the fruits of the biblical illiteracy and moral confusion that abounds in our land with children and adults. I found it astounding how the celebration of Halloween has grown in my lifetime, and by some accounts is second only to Christmas for retail sales. Some yards have eerie displays rivaling the magnitude of some of the Christmas themes. John Eisenberg is a friend of mine who serves in campus ministry with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. We were sharing together about the various ways God is using campus ministries to reach the young people. However, he shared something that really struck me, and it reminded me of the spread of darkness. He claimed that the fastest growing campus religion presence was the Wiccans.
Regarding this matter, the Bible is very clear. Reading from Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 and 11. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. There are no good witches. Evil and good are not compatible companions, but rather contrasting foes. We cannot dabble in darkness and still live in the light.
The radiant light of God's holy word exposes and dispels darkness. When God's servants live as children of light, darkness is dissipated, and that's a great spiritual reality to consider today. All of us, in one way or another, have some darkness around us. We are called to let our light shine, and by God's grace, through His might, I want mine to shine brightly to expose and then dispel the darkness.
The daily text says we were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord, and thus we are to live as children of light. We are to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. During the next couple of days when crusaders of darkness are especially applauded, let us hear the resounding call God has placed upon our lives to live as children of light.
Well, we placed up a song on the site today. In fact, it's available from a link to a beautiful, actually two different beautiful video presentations. But I'll just read the first part of the song before Brooksine prays. There is a candle in every soul, some burning brightly, some dark and cold. There is a spirit who brings a fire, ignites a candle, and makes his home. May God help us today to go light our world.
Let's pray. Jesus, you are the light of the world, And because you reside in our hearts, we are a reflection of your holy light. The world we live in is dark and growing even darker as Satan's sinister and deceitful schemes are being played out. Help us not to look the other way when darkness is spreading, lest the darkness overshadow us in time. Instead, would you empower us through the light of your Holy Spirit to shine in a wicked and decadent society? We come against the darkness by speaking against wickedness in all forms. And Lord, help us to be consistent not only in what we speak, but the manner in which we live. May the fruit of light be evident in all we do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We want to let our light shine today, and as we prayed before we read the podcast today, we both prayed for this particular way, as this message is spread all over the world through not only the podcast that you're listening to, but primarily through the various written forms and the email posts on the website and blogs and so forth. And we want to encourage you to let your light shine as well. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and there are a lot of additional materials on the site today. I have three different video presentations today. We have links to. They're not on my site, but they're just beautiful. Two different songs, Go Light Your World, which I had used in the body of the message today, a part of it, and another one called Light Your World. We have a photo up today of our friend Hope Winchobe in New England, a little story about her. We had a conversation with Hope last night. And there's some additional material on the web today as well. Let me point out that we have also updated our blog page. We have a separate humor blog. There's a link to that, and actually it's more bulletin bloopers and church announcements that kind of were worded kind of funny. In fact, we think this list is the funniest yet. I found it last night when digging through my garage office. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and continue to be encouraged as you let your light shine.